Syria's crisis is defining the next generation. The gospel makes headway in Italy. And a child sponsorship ministry is looking to double its impact. Can you help more kids learn about Christ? We'll share details on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Todd Morris. The plight of children caught in the crossfire of the Syrian civil war makes for hard stories. What it amounts to is thousands of stolen childhoods. Without intervention, these refugees will suffer for a lifetime. Kids Alive International is standing in the gap in Lebanon. Jed Hamoud explains.
We're trying to look at how we can create more space. So we're having to abandon some programs like a workshop. We're realizing that the need to take care of Syrian refugees at this time is greater than trying to provide vocational training at the moment.
Almost a third of the children they're taking in are Syrian refugees. The hope is that with the love of Christ, they'll make a difference. Here's how you can help.
We can use a lot of prayer, first of all, for wisdom, how to minister to those children, and the financial need to be able to expand our ministry to minister to those children.
We'll post the links to connect you directly at our website. Next, it can be hard to relate to the trials that others endure. However, prayer is always helpful. Open Doors USA shares how two pastors' lives have been disrupted with the violence in Central African Republic. Both barely escaped the Salika with their lives. One pastor, after fleeing home, watched his child die due to stress and had everything stolen from him. Yet he's resumed his gospel work. For the full story and details on how to pray, visit our website. This is Mission Network News. The Bryant family isn't asking for much, just a one-room mud meeting place with a tin roof. Dan and Ginny arrived in Guinea 10 years ago to work among the Landama people with New Tribes Mission. Now to celebrate their 10-year ministry, they want to build a small church building. Even though initial approval was given, the village officials are creating delays, ask God to overcome this resistance for His glory and transform the village through the gospel. Meanwhile, what comes to mind when you think of Italy? Jonathan Shibley of Global Advance says they're looking beyond the region's infamous vineyards and rich history.
Less than 1% of people in Italy have a true relationship with Jesus Christ. When you look at Europe as a whole, it's a very dark area in regards to people that are really alive in Christ.
Global Advance recently held its very first Marketplace Missions Conference in Naples, Italy. They worked alongside a group of next-generation believers with a passion for sharing the gospel through business.
Several of them came to me and just said, wow, I see my work in a completely different light now.
Learn how you can get involved in Marketplace Missions at missionnetworknews.org. Pray for a spiritual revival to take place in Italy.
We see a new day for the church in Italy, and we want to be a junior partner to encourage them in what God's doing.
And a child sponsorship ministry is looking to double its impact this year. Daryl Anderson of EFCA Reach Global Crisis Response says over 2,000 kids are sponsored through Global Fingerprints.
We see Global Fingerprints as a long-term church planting program to bring children from desperation to dreams into the kingdom.
Through Global Fingerprints, Reach Global cares for communities' most vulnerable children. The gospel is always a priority, but sometimes comes after hunger and thirst are abated.
A child can't respond in a serious way to the gospel until they've been brought up to a point of health. You have to relieve those issues, and then there is a point where it's a privilege of sharing the gospel with the children, and they can respond in a way that is out of their heart.
Pray more families are introduced to Christ through Global Fingerprints. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous gift, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Windel. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what life was like during rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Dot Morris.